This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Heavy airstrikes in Gaza.
I was getting ready to die. I had to be at peace with it.
Matt Gaetz, associate, to plead guilty.
If I'd had dealings with Joel Greenberg, I'd be very concerned.
Houston Tigers' new home.
We will introduce him into his half-acre habitat.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A new wave of Israeli attacks in Gaza, a pounding that has this mother trying to protect her two children.
I would just simply hug them really tight and just tell them that it's going to be okay and try to do the whole act, you know, of we're going to be fine and let's count the bombs. You know, when they're 6, now they're 10. Oh my God, how many did we count?
42 people died yesterday, the deadliest day of the conflict. Here's CBS's Robert Berger.
Explosions rocked Gaza during another round of heavy Israeli airstrikes. The military said it hit Hamas tunnels and the homes of 9 commanders. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told CBS's Face the Nation that it's too early to talk about a ceasefire.
We're trying to degrade Hamas's terrorist abilities and to degrade their will to do this again. So it'll take some time. I hope it won't take long, but it's not immediate.
Hamas has also vowed to fight on as rockets rain down on Israel. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
What's going on in the Middle East is also a test for President Biden. He spoke in a pre-taped message for the Muslim holiday of Eid.
Palestinians and Israelis equally deserve to live in safety and security and enjoy equal measure of freedom, prosperity, and democracy.
CBS News White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
Progressives in the Democratic Party are publicly calling for more support of the Palestinian people and criticizing his response so far. Just last night, Senator John Ossoff, joined by 28 Senate Democrats from both wings of the party, called for an immediate ceasefire. The White House has deployed a top-level State Department envoy to the region to meet with Israeli and Palestinian leaders.
Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz insists a plea deal involving a close associate that will happen today has nothing to do with him.
Joel Greenberg will formally plead guilty to 6 federal charges, but the one that's believed to connect him to Matt Gaetz is sex trafficking of a child. Greenberg admits paying an underage girl and having sex with her 7 times. He says he introduced her to other men. Was Matt Gaetz one of them? He's not mentioned in the 86-page plea agreement. He hasn't been charged, and he says he hasn't done anything wrong. The question is what Greenberg may have told prosecutors about his involvement. Peter King, CBS News Orlando.
Elise Stefanik's rise and Liz Cheney's ouster from House leadership left little doubt that former President Trump still holds sway over the Republican Party. Our Jennifer DePinto says a new CBS News poll shows wide GOP support.
80% of them who heard about Congresswoman Cheney's ouster from leadership agree with it. They feel she was off message and that she's wrong about the 2020 election.
Now to Southern California, where hundreds are out of their homes because of a spreading fire in the mountains west of Los Angeles. Fire official Sean Ferguson says the blaze spread from Topanga Canyon into Pacific Palisades.
We have essentially onshore flow pushing that wind up into this canyon, and that canyon consists of old, heavy growth that hasn't had fire activity in 50-plus years.
The fire has been labeled suspicious and is under investigation. Nearly 50 cars of a Union Pacific freight train derailed in Sibley, Iowa, in the northwest part of the state, sending up smoke and flames. People in a five-mile area in the town of 3,000 were told to leave their homes. There's no word on any injuries. The Colonial Pipeline, bouncing back from a cyber attack, now says it's delivering millions of gallons of fuel by the hour. A weekend tweet said operations are normal, but there are still plenty of gas stations in the southeast that are empty. More than 80% of stations have no gasoline in Washington, D.C.
My tank is empty, and I tried to put some gas, and now I'm going to five different gas stations, and there is no gas.
New revelations about Bill Gates in a published report that raises questions about an alleged relationship with a female employee at Microsoft. Here's CBS's Monica Ricks.
The alleged affair is said to be the reason Microsoft founder Bill Gates stepped down from his position on the company's board of directors last year. The Wall Street Journal reports the board hired an outside law firm to look into it after a Microsoft engineer wrote a letter claiming she'd had a sexual relationship with Gates. A spokeswoman for the billionaire confirmed the affair, says it happened almost 20 years ago, but says Gates decided to leave the board to do more philanthropic work. The news comes weeks after Bill and Melinda Gates announced their divorce after 27 years of marriage.
The pandemic put the high-profile murder trial of Robert Durst on hold last year. Now, CBS's Steve Futterman in Los Angeles tells us it's poised to resume.
The jury was sent home in March of last year because of the COVID pandemic. The jurors had already heard opening statements and 2 days of testimony. Today, the judge is set to question the jurors to see if they can continue to try the case. Robert Durst is charged with murdering a close friend, Susan Berman, in 2000.
Over the weekend, Houston police said they safely recovered a tiger that had been missing since it was seen roaming through a neighborhood early last week. The 9-month-old animal is now being cared for at a sanctuary run by Noelle Almrun.
He will be introduced into a half-acre, naturally wooded habitat with a pool, trees, platform, and a proper nutritious diet.
Police charged the man who was caring for the tiger with evading arrest. He's also charged with murder in another case. Well, today is the filing deadline for federal income tax returns in most states. Through the end of April, the IRS said it received more than 121 million individual tax returns and issued more than 81 million refunds. The average amount, more than $2,800, about 3% more than last year. They held the Miss Universe pageant last night in Hollywood, Florida.
Viva Mexico!
Miss Mexico, Andrea Meza, has a degree in software engineering. Miss Brazil was first runner-up. Differences in how men and women have handled working from home? Seems so in the traditional family setting.
A new study finds only 41% of working from home moms say their mental health is improving. There's a much different feeling among dads. 71% of fathers say they're loving the remote lifestyle.
It seems that they feel less of an impact in terms of household responsibilities, including childcare and caretaking.
Dr. Justin Ross with University of Colorado Health.
Men may not recognize the significant impact and cognitive load mothers take on just in general.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
A woman has risen to power for the first time in Samoa as the country's Supreme Court reinstated the results of a close election last month. The result topples an incumbent prime minister who'd been in power for more than 2 decades. That's the CBS World News Roundup for Monday, May 17th. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert. And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.